This is 5 Minute Friday!
A real relationship is like a river. The deeper it gets, the less noise it makes. Tony Gaskins. Today I want to talk about the 5 keys to lasting love. The things that are proven, tested in relationships that last decades and decades, that don't just survive and stay together to kind of grunt it out and try to make it work and just feel like they have to stay together. But I'm talking about the relationships that you admire, that you respect, that you look at someone who's been together for 20, 30, 50 years, and you see the way they look at each other like it was their first week together. That's what I'm talking about. What are those 5 keys? Well, I've got these 5 things because I just interviewed Lori Gottlieb in episode 1013. And we talked about all these things on overcoming shame, processing pain, maximizing mental health. And I also had a section with her where I said, listen, I know you work with couples and you've been doing this for a long time. You've seen relationships really thrive and struggle. And I was like, what are the 5 things proven, tested over time that you've seen as a therapist that make a relationship last and thrive? So here are the 5 keys to lasting love and relationship success. This was number 1 that Lori mentioned, flexibility. When you are so set in your ways of expectations of what you want out of your partner and what you expect them to be, if you expect them to be perfect, you are going to be constantly let down because no one is perfect. No one has the energy to be perfect. No one has the patience to be perfect. No one has the time to be perfect. So she said, number 1 is flexibility, being flexible. Yes, you don't want someone walking all over you all the time and breaking their promises and lying to you. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being flexible, going with the flow. If something doesn't work out the way you want it to, you're not so bent out of shape all the time. Be flexible, number 1. Number 2 is emotional stability. If you haven't worked out your past stuff, then you are going to bring that baggage with you and you're going to be emotionally unstable and it's going to rock the relationship. It's going to be so much energy trying to manage your emotional instability that it's going to be hard to focus on thriving together. So make sure you're developing emotional stability and so is your partner. And if your partner's not emotionally stable, then you're going to be doing a lot of heavy lifting for many, many years, carrying that weight until they learn to be emotionally stable and work out their past stuff. Because if you haven't worked out the past, you'll be carrying it with you in the present. Number 3, this is what she said. You need to have 5 positive deposits to every 1 negative deposit. So you can't go through a month and all you have is negative experiences and negative moments and negative energy and all these different things that are happening all the time. You can't have fights day after day after day. You're not going to thrive. You got to have 5 positive experiences for every 1 kind of negative experience. And that will support you in keeping the balance in a positive, joyful, loving way. But if it's always negative, that's going to be hard to thrive. You're just managing overwhelm all the time. Number 4, she said, is take responsibility for your response. Now, what does that mean? When situations happen, when there's a challenge, when there's a letdown, when there's a breakdown, when there's something that goes wrong, and it will go wrong, things will not go the way you want them to go all the time. You must take responsibility for how you respond to it. Someone gets mad at you, how are you going to respond? Someone lets you down, how are you going to respond? Your response is almost more powerful than the action that actually happens because you taking responsibility for your response will continue to ensure that the relationship thrives. But if you respond in a negative way, it's going to continue to be harder and harder to grow. Number 5, this is a big one. Emotions are contagious, she said. So make sure to take care of your mood. Again, this goes back to responsibility. If you are not creating an environment of love for yourself, an environment of peace, an environment of joy, an environment of growth, an environment of calm, then your mood and your energy is going to be contagious in the relationship and it will affect your partner. Your emotions are contagious. Take care of your mood. These are 5 keys to lasting love, relationship success. And if you want to analyze, hey, how am I doing on each 5 of these? Make sure to rate yourself 1 through 10. Am I flexible? Do I have emotional stability? Do I take responsibility? Go through these 5 key steps and rate yourself 1 through 10 and ask yourself, am I showing up as a good partner? And also take it another level. I'm going to challenge you. Ask your partner to listen to this and say, will you rate me at a 1 through 10 and be completely honest? Where do I stand in each one of these 5 to you? And see if yours match up. I'll be shocked to see if that happens. Let me know. Post a message over on social media, Lewis Howes, with the episode, lewishowes.com/1017. Share this with your friends. Share this with your partner. Post it on social media. Let me know your thoughts. And again, a real relationship is like a river. The deeper it gets, the less noise it makes, said Tony Gaskins. I'm so grateful for you. I love you. And you know what time it is? It's time to go out there and do something great.
At Metro, get an iPhone 12 with 5G and a dual camera system for $99.99. Take amazing pictures and share them instantly. And don't put up with life's yada yada.
Yada yada.
Like photo bombers. Zoom, crop out,
yada yada,
and bye.
You don't take yada yada in life, don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Get iPhone 12 with 5G with no activation fees and nada yada yada. Only at Metro by T-Mobile. Switch Metro, bring your ID. This offer isn't available for customers currently at T-Mobile or that have been with Metro in the past 180 days.